This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Seahawks football is on the Fan.
Darnold has time. Gonna let it fly. JSN is out there. JSN has it. Touchdown! Seahawks! A spike in the end zone and a 61-yard rocket.
Join us all season long for Seahawks football.
Lawrence drops back. Gets hit! Gets hit! Goes down! It's Chenna as well as D. Lawrence.
The Seahawks play here.
Holy catfish!
On the Fan Sports Network.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Heavy traffic on the northbound I-5 connector onto eastbound I-84. Southbound I-5, we see a few brake lights just past I-405, and northbound I-5 slowing right near North Marine Drive. With a look at traffic, I'm Joe Hoskinson.
It's the biggest boat show in Oregon, the Portland Boat Show, presented by Progressive January 7th through the 11th. Come shop and compare. It's the best selection at the best price. Buy tickets online or download your 2-for-1 coupon. It's good all days. More at pdxboatshow.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases, so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
I'm George McCoy with Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. Winter is here, and with it we get the football playoffs and basketball hitting its stride, but we also get dangerous driving conditions. And even if you do everything you can to make sure you're safe and you get your car ready for driving in the rain, the snow, and the ice, keep in mind, not all drivers do. So be safe. But if you're injured in an accident, don't trust the insurance companies. Call me, George McCoy, at Warren Allen, and I will fight to get you what you deserve. online at warrenallen.com.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No. So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes. See, doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely. Face tattoo?
Absolutely not. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
You can text the program, 503-864-6326. 503-864-6326. Someone said, I'm in a bathrobe and slippers at 3 o'clock. Why? The holidays. I might not be wearing pants right now. I only have to be on the TV from the waist up. It's possible. Maybe I'm in a bathrobe and slippers.
Is it crazy I'm wearing pajamas under my sweatpants?
No. I will say I used to do the, back in the Comcast Sportsnet days, I used to do like the Ducks post game, and we did like a Pac-12 review show, and I never wore pants. I did the, and I didn't know that was a real, I didn't know if that was a real thing or not, but we used to do, because we couldn't show highlights until I think it was 20 minutes after the last Pac-12 game. So when we did the Pac-12 show, a lot of times Pac-12 after dark sometimes would go until like 11:30 at night. So we would have to start. It was me and Jordan Kent. So we sometimes wouldn't start our show until midnight. And even on a good day, we weren't starting until 10:30. And so I didn't have to be taped down at Moda Center. So I would leave my house usually at the start of the fourth quarter of the last Pac-12 game. That was usually when, okay, get in the car. And I'll tell you right now that if it was going to be a late show, the shirt and tie and jacket combo came on a hanger, and it was a lot of like blazer basketball shorts and flip-flops. And yeah, just because it was really one of those things. It was from the waist up. And I think a lot of people wear jeans or whatever, but I was like, well, if we're going to do it, just go the whole way. And I think one time, it was like one of our last shows. There was a telestrator that you could go stand at the board, and I would never do it because I wouldn't be wearing pants. I stood up and did it, like in some old blazer, like game shorts. It was like the one time I did. I stood up and walked across. But yeah, I never wore pants.
Wearing the long basketball shorts, yeah. below the knees.
Don't we all, like as adult men, can we all admit, I don't know what it is, but the basketball short, like the game short, it's the most comfortable piece of clothing in the history of mankind.
I sleep in them.
Right? I don't know what it is. There's something about old basketball shorts, like where the elastic has been stretched out.
The no pockets.
Yes. It's just, I don't know what that is. And it's like, it's an and-one mixtape. They like go down to my ankles because they just like, I used to know the Blazers equipment guy. And so I would like be able to buy, like at the end of the year, I'd be like, hey, I want you to throw me a couple pairs. So I'd, you know, for like a couple bucks, I'd get some old blazer shorts, and they were made for, you know, like you would see them. They'd be like a
6'7" forward.
Yeah, 6'7" forwards. I'm a big guy, but I'm only like 6'2", 6'3". So those shorts like went down to like past my knees, and they were like my favorite things. And I would wear them until moss basically just like ate them apart. But like that is, I don't know what that is, but it's my, it just to this day, I can go home and I can be wearing sweats into work, and I will go home, and the first thing I do is I change into old basketball shorts. Day off, old basketball shorts. And you better believe that on a day off, there's no underwear being worn with those old basketball shorts.
Yeah, first thing I do when I get home is drop chow and put on the basketball shorts.
You're not wearing unmentionables on your day off. You just kind of go about your day and hope that they stay up. Hopefully that the elastic holds tight. You just have to pull that drawstring really tight to make sure that you're not like in the kitchen and something doesn't come flopping out. I mentioned it was a great weekend in the NFL because I think going into this weekend, 90% of the playoff spots were sewn up. We still had some seating to kind of be worked out, but there was potential that we weren't going to get really anything this last week of the NFL. And somehow the football gods gifted us the Cleveland Browns beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. They gifted us Seattle and San Francisco taking care of business. I guess they kind of gifted us Bucks, Panthers, because there's three games that matter. And we'll get to why, how we got here. But there's three games that matter next week. And only three. Well, not only three, but essentially three. Because I guess there is still technically a way that the Panthers could back-ass their way into the postseason, even if they lose. But we've got on Saturday, which is kind of weird, that two of the games are on Saturday. But it also kind of makes sense because we don't have college football. College football is on Thursday.
We got a load of college football during the week.
Yeah, so we get all of our college football out of the way on Thursday. And then we move in. So Saturday we get Bucks-Panthers. And somehow, believe it or not, that isn't just for a playoff spot. That is to host a playoff game. The Buccaneers, who I believe are 1-7, if I'd have to look this up. I think if they lose, maybe they'll be 1-7. So maybe they're 1-6 in their last seven games. But the sorry-ass Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are currently sitting at 7-9, get to take on the sorry-ass Carolina Panthers at 8-8. And one of those teams is going to not only win that division, but host a playoff game. So yes, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win this game, they will be 8-9. They will be a sub-500 playoff team, and they have lost four in a row. Did you look up their schedule to see what the...
Yeah, they have three wins out of their last 10.
Yes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, they are 1-7. They are 1-7 in their last eight games. And if they beat the Carolina Panthers, your mighty Carolina Panthers, the 8-8 Carolina Panthers, the Buccaneers will host an NFL playoff game. That's the sort of year it's been in the NFL. And then we move on to two teams that are already in the playoffs, but at this point could end up being the game of the year. Because again, the football gods have graced us with the San Francisco 49ers and your Seattle Seahawks in San Francisco with a week one rematch, which, by the way, somehow San Francisco managed to pull that game out of the fire. They had no business winning it. And let me just say for the record that San Francisco has no business winning half the games that they've won. And yet somehow they're 12-4. And if they beat your Seahawks, which is well within the realm of possibilities, they're not only do they win the toughest division in football, they're the number one seed.
They're hosting a home playoff game.
They're hosting throughout. They get a bye, and the playoffs will run through. I guess it's not San Francisco. I guess they'll run through Santa Clara. It's the damnedest thing. I mean, the 49ers have missed Brock Purdy for what, six games? George Kittle was out. Trent Williams went down the first snap. No Ayuk all year. Ricky Purcell got hurt again.
No Juwan Jennings.
Who else did we have? Bosa has been out all year.
No Fred Warner.
Mikel Williams has been out all year. And all the San Francisco 49ers have done have managed to go 12-4 with a chance to be the number one seed. And Brock Purdy also reminding people that, oh yeah,
I still do this.
I'm still pretty good. At some point, someone is going to have to wake up and realize that Brock Purdy, one, he's on an absolute heater right now. And we talked about this last week. For whatever reason, and I really do think a lot of it has to do with draft bias, but when you are a guy that's drafted, obviously Mr. Irrelevant, when you're not drafted as a top 10 player, we just have a hard time accepting the fact that you're good. I think we do this with Dak. I think we do it with a lot of guys where we don't want to admit that what we see on the field is really good. Now, is Brock Purdy, is he Josh Allen? Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Brock Purdy is a really good quarterback. And for all the talk of, well, he just has an elite team around him. Does he have an elite team around him right now? No, he has a bunch of ragtag players. Does he have a great coach? Sure. Find me a good quarterback that doesn't have a great coach.
The conversation last year was Brock Purdy's receiving core is the best receiving core in the league, and there's no reason why we should be hyping him up when he has Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk. Well, now look at this year. You didn't have Brandon Ayuk. Juwan Jennings, their number one receiver, was hurt. Ricky Purcell missed a lot of games. George Kittle's hurt. McCaffrey's been playing well, but you're having to rely on him so much.
And you're playing with a makeshift offensive line in the first play of the biggest game. Trent Williams goes down, and it was fine. Threw five touchdown passes. Yes, did he have the pick six? Yeah.
But again, he threw for five touchdowns.
Brock Purdy's not perfect, and neither's Dak, and neither's Jordan Love. Neither's a lot of these guys. They're still really good quarterbacks. And I think that game is phenomenal. Now, Seattle should win that game. They should. But at this point, I'm done doubting the San Francisco 49ers. I still think the Rams are the best team in that division. I do. And it might be the one team in that division that I actually feel really good about going into the playoffs. Because, again, Seattle ended up with a very comfortable win against the Carolina Panthers. But their offense, it's not good. But their defense is so good, and their offense is good enough. And in this year, that may just be good enough to get it done in the postseason. But I can't wait for that. Niners, Seahawks, everything on. This is what we said 3 weeks ago. Please just give us this game. You know, give us this game at the end of the year. And I didn't think that the Niners could hold up their end of the bargain, nor did I think the Seahawks were going to beat the Rams. But this is the dream scenario. And then on Sunday, we get to cap it off with one of the best rivalries in football over the last 30 years. And again, a game that we didn't think was going to happen because the Ravens were dead. The Ravens were dead in the water. And in no way should you have thought that Baltimore was going to survive this. They were limping into this thing.
And there's no way you think Pittsburgh would score only 6 points after going in and beating Detroit.
No, they lose to the Steelers, they beat the Bengals, and then they lose to the Patriots in that heartbreaking way. And you're like, okay, the Ravens are done. And then we find out that there's no Lamar Jackson. And you're like, okay, they're not beating Green Bay. And what do they do? 32-year-old Derrick Henry goes out and puts up a 200-yard, 4-touchdown games and reminds everyone, oh yeah, I'm still Derrick Henry at 32 years old. In a year where we all kind of were crapping on Derrick Henry, he has quietly put together what will end up being a 1,500-yard, 15-touchdown season, his second one after the age of 30. You know who else has done that in the history of the NFL? Nobody. He has quietly cemented his place in Canton as one of the best to ever do it. And they run over the Packers. And even after that game, they were doing the little post-game thing and they were wearing the cheese grater hats, which, by the way, whoever came up with the cheese grater hat,
I love that.
That's genius.
I love that.
It's genius. And I like the Packers. My dad's a Packer fan. My buddy's a Packer guy. I got nothing against the Pack. I like the Packers. The cheese grater hat, though, because it started in Chicago and now it's in Baltimore, the cheese grater hat is phenomenal. Kudos to whoever came up with that. But they even said it after the game. Because in order to set up this matchup on Sunday, Steelers-Ravens, the Browns had to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, those Cleveland Browns. And I don't know if you've seen the Cleveland Browns play, but the Cleveland Browns were not beating the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They scored 13 points.
The suddenly competent on offense, Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers that had run off three in a row, including wins over the Ravens and the Lions, and Aaron Rodgers looked for the first time all year that he wanted to run a real offense. Their offense has been so putrid. Aaron Rodgers just wants to get rid of the ball, either on checkdowns or behind the line of scrimmage or goal balls. He has no business. He does not want to get hit at all.
2 seconds and gone.
And in the last 3 weeks, they actually ran a real offense. And so they even said, the Ravens players, as they were walking away, they were like, go Cleveland. And yet somehow the football gods allowed the Cleveland Browns to win 13-6 because Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers decided to go back to their old offensive ways. Aaron Rodgers at one point threw two passes, completed passes for negative 10 yards. I'm like, there's my Aaron Rodgers. That's the Aaron Rodgers that I've come to know and love this season. -4 and -6-yard completions. God bless you. I've never seen a team more concerned about not letting someone get a sack record than actually trying to win a football game.
He has another week against Joe Burrow, where Joe Burrow is going to let up a few.
I am convinced that Aaron Rodgers knew that that play was going to be replayed for the next 30 years, and he just was like, not on my watch. I've never seen a worse game plan. Now, granted, I've never seen worse receivers, but somehow the Steelers managed to F that up for themselves, but more importantly, they have now given us, the football public, a Sunday winner-take-all, loser-go-home, Steelers-Ravens. One of the best rivalries in football. So thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, inept Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us one Sunday game that still matters.
I'm so frustrated right now. I'm absolutely puckered because I know that Sunday can't come here quicker. I have to watch a lot of college football games.
You're going to lose, right? You know you're going to lose.
I don't want to hear that.
You're going to lose.
Again, everyone says that, has been saying that on days where the Steelers just go out and drop 30 on the Detroit Lions.
You're going to lose. You had it. You had your chance against the Cleveland Browns. Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. You had it. You're not winning this game. You're not. I'm kind of excited about seeing you after that. I want to see you on Monday just to see the look on your face. And that is, that's at home. That's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, that's at home.
That's even worse that you're going to lose in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that'll.
You know you're going to lose, right? It's okay. You can say it.
Against the Steeler fandom. You lose me by losing to Cleveland, but you bring me back by beating Detroit.
Do you have, I want a confidence meter out of lowercase.
Four. Out of 10.
Four is not that bad.
I still love our defense.
Look at you being an optimist.
I still love our defense. And let's not forget, Lamar Jackson has had a very bad year throwing the ball.
You lost to the Cleveland Browns. You lost to Shedeur Sanders throwing one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in my entire life. You scored 6 points.
But didn't Baltimore also lose to those same Cleveland Browns, but with Joe Flacco at the helm?
Isn't that the damnedest thing? That one of these two teams will be hosting a playoff game and both of them carrying L's against the Cincinnati Bengals. One of those being to Joe Flacco. We'll talk about it because one of these two teams is going to be in the playoffs. And I would say that I have zero faith in either one of these teams if they make the playoffs.
They're going to host a playoff
game. I'm going to ask a bigger question. Who do you have faith in? When we talk about the NFL playoffs, we'll talk about that when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan. Welcome in. Talking a little NFL on this post-Christmas, current Kwanzaa, soon-to-be New Year's edition of Primetime. Don't forget, normal show today, normal show tomorrow, and then special Ducks pregame. I don't know what you call it, because it's not pregame. They don't play till Thursday. But we will be doing a special preview show, I should say, on Wednesday. And it will be me, Anthony Newman, and Andy Dirt Johnson, and we will be on 1-4 on New Year's Eve, leading you up to all-day game day coverage on Thursday, New Year's Day, of Ducks, Texas Tech, from the Orange Bowl. In fact, I just talked to the Fan Man. He is leaving right now to get on an airplane to go down and be in Miami. So we got a little nice little kind of a preview show for you there. We'll get down into the weeds, if you will, of the Oregon Texas Tech Orange Bowl, which I think is actually going to be one of the better games. And later on in the program, I think 5 o'clock hour, we'll hit a lot of NFL here for the next 45 minutes, and then at the 5 o'clock hour, we'll probably switch gears, talk a little college football. In fact, Dan Murphy of ESPN will join us. He actually wrote a piece on the future of college football, which is kind of relevant, one, because college football needs some help. I don't know if you saw this, but Iowa State was in contention for the Big 12 title up until kind of the last 2 weeks of the season. It's a good, solid program. Top 25 program.
Yep, have a lot of players currently in the league that are shining.
They have 17 players on their roster right now. 17. That's it. 17.
Need a corner?
Everything else is in the portal. So graduation or portal, they have 17 players right now and one returning starter. It's a weird, and wait till you hear about the Tulsa house. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's one program has gone, like, if you think it can't get any weirder in the portal, wait till you hear about the Tulsa house. So that'll come up a little bit later. So Dan Murphy wrote a piece on Cody Campbell, who's the billionaire oilman, who's actually funding the Texas Tech program. He's the reason why Texas Tech, by the way, is in the Orange Bowl right now. He's a former Texas Tech player. And not only is he trying to save Texas Tech, but in his eyes, he's trying to save college football. Although some people would roll their eyes about that. So we'll have him on to talk about Texas Tech and the future of college football. And then we'll hit a lot of college football in the 5 o'clock hour. And then stick around, as I mentioned, in the 6 o'clock hour, we have a new member of the Primetime family. We will introduce you to you at 6 o'clock in the club. But I wanted to get back to the NFL because I was mentioning that two of these three games that actually matter in week 18, Bucks, Panthers, Steelers, Ravens. I'm not going to say that those games are irrelevant, but no one believes, especially with Carolina and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is an objectionably bad team right now. I don't know. I'm not sure if Baker Mayfield's playing through an injury. He can't drive the ball right now.
He's not looking like the Baker that we saw at the start of the season.
They can't run the ball at all. It's a mess. That's supposed to be a good defense. That's supposed to be a Todd Bowles defense, and they're getting shredded. Right. It's just a bad team. I mean, you don't go 1-7 in your last eight. You are a bad football team. This thing has cratered, and it's imploded. The Carolina Panthers, Carolina's one of those teams that they're going to be competitive against average teams, but you saw it when they played Seattle. Their defense gave their gave the Carolina Panthers a chance to be in games. And against bad defenses, the Carolina offense can be competent, and they can do some things. Against better teams, they lose by double digits. They are not a threat in any shape or form. I think the Steelers, I think everyone realizes at this point, if you're the Steelers, you're not going anywhere. You're limited. You know, one of your few remaining offensive weapons in Washington broke his form. He's out. DK Metcalf, even if he comes back for the postseason, which he will, he's suspended for the regular season. But if they get in, DK will be back. But it's such a limited offensive scheme at this point. Aaron Rodgers is a shell of himself. Pittsburgh is not making any real noise. The Ravens, you want to believe, eventually can flip a switch. But why do we think that? We keep thinking that the Ravens are going to flip a switch. At this point, the Ravens are not a good football team.
Who are their losses to?
It's not a good team. It's just not. And so when I look at Baltimore, because I think preseason, I think my Super Bowl pick was Green Bay and Baltimore. Well, that's gone to hell, because Green Bay ain't winning jackass, and certainly the Ravens aren't either. Yeah, the Ravens wins are against the Cleveland Browns, the Bears, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, the Jets, the Bengals, and then they beat the Packers. And they beat the Packers with, again, a shell of a team. They're not a good football team. So even if they make it in, just because it's Lamar Jackson and it's the Ravens logo, you're going to think that the Ravens are going to do something. They're not. It's not a good team. It's just not. Now, the Seahawks and the Niners, I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt. But even those two teams, I think there's question marks. And this was my whole point, is I can dismiss the Steelers. I can dismiss the Ravens. I certainly can dismiss the Bucs and the Panthers. But at some point, if I'm dismissing those teams, who is it that I believe in? I don't know what to make. This is the damnedest year that I can remember in the NFL. Because I would say that normally, like, you would think that this with the fall of kind of the elites, the Ravens have fallen off.
The Chiefs
have fallen off. You would like, okay, well, this is the Buffalo Bills' time to shine. They put up 12 points against the Eagles. Josh Allen's playing on one foot, and he's back to turning the ball over and taking bad sacks. And by the way, their defense is cheeks. Dude, their defense is ass.
Very, very, very tough.
I have no faith in the Buffalo Bills. I want to say the New England Patriots, but you look at that, yeah, it's 13-3.
Who do the Patriots have a loss to at the start of the season that could really just make your eyes roll a little bit?
Yeah, they lost to the Raiders.
They also lost to the Steelers.
To the Steelers. And then they lost to that game against the Bills that they had no business losing to. And again, You're a 13-win team. Your record is, you are what your record says you are. But I do this every year. Look at the Minnesota Vikings last year. You can win 13 games in this league beating bad teams.
And not go anywhere.
Dolphins, Panthers, Bills. Now, I'll give the Bills win was big. That was 23-20. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Buccaneers, Jets, Bengals, Giants, Ravens, Jets. Where's the good win?
The Bucs, but that's probably when the Bucs were at their most injured and playing their worst football.
And so you're 13-3. I think Drake May is probably the MVP. Matthew Stafford has a big game tonight. Maybe he seals it up. But Drake May right now is playing at an MVP level.
Yep.
And yet at 13-3, I can't say that I have. And because when you look at the Patriots roster, it's not elite at any real position other than Drake May.
Running back.
Yeah. It's not a great team, but they're 13-3. Do you believe in the Jacksonville Jaguars? Maybe. I believe in the Houston Texans defense. The Denver Broncos, I guess. The Chargers have no offensive line to speak of. That game with Justin Herbert against the Texans defense, which, by the way, was Justin Herbert against the Texans defense.
I think probably the worst kicking performance I think I've ever seen.
From one of the best kickers in the league. So I don't know if there's a single AFC team that I look at and say I feel good about. Maybe Jacksonville? Maybe? That's what I'm going with, is the Jacksonville Jaguars?
On paper, I think I'd pick them or Houston as the best team.
And then when I look at the NFC, it's certainly not the Eagles. It's not the Bears. It's not the Packers. It's no one in the South. Seahawks? Your offense? I think it's the Rams.
I'd say it's the Rams, but the Rams have to beat certain people.
The Rams can't play special teams, and the Rams can't close out games. I'm telling you, it's the damnedest year I can remember. I do not think, and I've been doing this job for 20-plus years. I've been an NFL fan for my entire life. I had a cup of coffee in the stupid league, for heaven's sakes. I do not recall a year at this point, going into week 18, where I can't tell you definitively who were the best teams in the league. I just can't.
Or outright, who are the best teams in the division?
No, I can't. To say that I don't believe in the 49ers, I believe that in my heart of hearts. The third best team in that division is the San Francisco 49ers. At some point, no Nick Bosa, no Mikael Williams, maybe no Trent Williams.
No Fred Warner.
It's just, it's too much. You can't overcome it. I just don't believe in them. I think that's the third best team. And yet they've beaten the Rams and they've beaten the Seahawks. I want to say that I believe in the Seahawks, but every time I say that, I watch Sam Darnold play and it just doesn't look good. And I remember Sam Darnold from last year, which, by the way, fun fact, Sam Darnold will now have back-to-back seasons with 13 wins. Do you know how many quarterbacks in the history have won back-to-back seasons with 13 wins? It's like six. And he's now
and
one
I'm
of
guessing
them.
All of them are probably in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, dude, it's I'm pulling this up here because I saw the stat today and I had to kind of do a double check and be like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah, it's like it's the elite of the elite. I mean, phenomenal, like all-time quarterbacks. Yeah. Five QBs in NFL history have won back-to-back seasons with 13 games. Let me see if you think that these guys are pretty good. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold. Five quarterbacks to ever win 13 games.
One of these things is not like the other.
And yet we saw Minnesota bow out after a 13-win season last year. And I love Seattle's defense. I do. Is Seattle capable of getting bounced in the first round?
Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. And I can sit here and say that I love the Rams. Are the Rams capable of absolutely essing the bed in the first round of the playoffs? 100%.
Yep.
Because I've seen them do it multiple times this year. I have absolutely seen them let it run down their leg. See, the final half a quarter against the Seahawks was the game against the Eagles. I mean, they just decided openly, nah, we don't want to do this. We just want to get kicks blocked, and we don't want to convert on third downs, and we're just going to stop playing defense. It's a real thing. So it's just, it's the damnedest year. So I think if you're a Steeler fan or you're a Raven fan, I do say if you just get into the dance, and I guess this is true every year because we've seen teams like the Arizona Cardinals be able to make a Super Bowl. We saw the Carolina Panthers make it. I mean, I guess we've seen this in the past, but that's usually teams that have gotten hot and kind of make a push, the Eli Manning, and they're elite at something. I just think this isn't about a team being hot. I just think it's about a bunch of mediocre teams. I just don't know if there is a single elite team in the NFL. And if you're a team like the Ravens or if you're a team like the Bills and you've been waiting for your opportunity to get a Super Bowl, to get over the hump, having your season fall apart like this when seemingly everyone else fell off and all you needed to do was maintain. If you took that Ravens roster from the last two or three years, the Bills roster from the last two or three years, and you just kept it there, that's a Super Bowl winner. And yet, it just didn't happen. It's just such a weird, strange year in the NFL. But it could also give us maybe the best playoff run we've seen. And maybe we truly get a destiny kind of upset sort of team. Not the team, the Carolina Panthers and the Arizona that makes the Super Bowl, but finally gets over the hump and wins it. And maybe that team is Sam Darnold. Wouldn't that be something? If Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks won a Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to happen. But in this,
but it would say a whole lot.
It would say a lot of where we're at right now. Where we're at right now is going to break, and we come back. One final little NFL nugget before we maybe switch gears and talk a little college football right here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.